This is a beautiful January 5th, although I have to say it's much colder in the United States than it's been in a very long time. I've heard from some reports that it is already the coldest winter in 100 years. So it's time that we really warm our hearts and warm our communities, love and take care of one another, and to remember in our blessings those who need our help and our support, our nourishment, and know that the Christ is with us all and reaches us through one another most of the time. There are some times when intervention is very direct, but just as he was giving admonitions to the apostles, he says, whatever you've done to one of the least of these, you've done it unto me. And he was always telling them that the way you bless others is by calling them into union with me. The way you pay homage or appreciation to me is by loving one another. So his teaching was constantly about us taking care of each other, one-on-one. Our neighbors, our families, our friends, those who come to us in need, and also by supporting those who are in the service of many, so that we can survive the winters of life. Perhaps this winter is just an illustration in what we need to be aware of at this point in time, that we have been, I think all of us, went through a very hard year in 2013. It was a year in which many plans were stopped, many new plans were started in the midst of chaos, in the midst of absence of resolve. I think many people worked very, very hard, and I know I count myself among those. But we also were doing so, looking for a brighter future, a new peace on earth, a new opportunity for living our lives in a better way and serving others to greater healing and love and happiness for them as well. And it's in that spirit that we come together for Christ's blessing, knowing that as he blesses any one of us, he blesses the many. Those of you who are blessing givers are like antennae. You're not the one actually you're the one conveying the blessing, but not the source for the blessing. The source is the Holy Spirit. It's Yeshua. It's God our Father. I wonder how many of you have ever kept a prayer journal. It's an interesting thing to do because it allows us to go back and check the list on prayers that have been answered. You know, I think we always need something new, and our attention always goes to the new thing we need, or we always have a new problem, and our attention goes to that, or there's a new pain, and our attention goes to that, or someone in our life has a new issue, a new requirement, and our attention goes to that, and we fail to look back on the prayers that have been answered. Now, there's two reasons to remember the prayers that have been answered. One is the expression of gratitude. But the other, which is just as important, if not more so, and that is the strengthening of faith. When you look back and you see even the tiny little things were answered, you say, oh my goodness. Even my smallest prayers were heard and answered, and I totally forgot about that. You have more faith in facing and confronting the bigger prayers for the bigger issues, the bigger needs that you have. And so I think if you have never done this, I would highly recommend it, especially as a companion process to receiving Christ's blessings. Start this today if you haven't done it. Take note of your prayers. let your heart pray whatever you desire, from large to small. There's nothing too trivial, nothing too grand to present to our Heavenly Father. There is nothing that can reside in our heart as a need, a want, or a creative affirmation that Yeshua cannot help us with. There is nothing, there is no connection in the universe that the Holy Spirit cannot make for us and educate us on how to strengthen. So whatever is your prayer, make note of it. Maybe not right now, because I'd really kind of rather you to be in a prayer mood, and I think that works better in a sort of a right-brained, subjective, empathic, compassionate state of mind. But after it's all over, make a note and just live with it. The small to the large. And check it off as it happens. I think you will be amazed. You see, what undermines our faith is that we have a mistaken idea that because God has answered one prayer, that there'll be no more need for any other prayers. We don't realize that the whole of life is an ongoing prayer. The whole of life is living on the thin edge of life where creativity happens. The slightest push could push us over, but at the same time, the ice could harden beneath us and we could be skating on it joyfully to the grand music of life. It all depends upon our faith, our personal confidence, the values we bring to it, the love and the service we wish to bring to this earth. That's what makes all the difference. And keeping a record of how you accomplish that. You know, I think it's really interesting and fascinating that we do keep records of our income, our expenses, and demands on our income. And we check them off. We go through our check register and we say, okay, that one cleared. That's done. We look at our budget and we say, can I afford this, da 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 da. You know what it's like. Some of us who really know the value of budgeting, we budget our time. We budget the amount of time we can spend on play, vacation, and we budget the amount of time we spend on work, knowing that too much really burns us out. But not enough doesn't get the job done. So we're aware of those things. And the most important thing we don't journal about, and that is our relationship to God, to the Holy Spirit, to Yeshua, and others who live in spirit to guide us. And so for our new year, instead of making a resolution about things we won't do, let's set up a plan about how to attain the things and the accomplishments, the experiences, and the inner wealth that we wish to attain this year. And begin that today. Begin that in your heart right now so that you can express your gratitude, you can take stock. You know, an interesting thing I have noticed is that so often my prayers begin with a generality. And then when God has answered some part of that generality, but not the whole thing, I can begin to break it down into pieces and say, thank you, God, for getting me started on this. And then I can look at the component parts of that generality and look at what might be most easily accomplished next. And I began to partner with God on what I can do as a matching grant, as a matching effort, what I can do, what part of that prayer I could actually assist in fulfilling by helping somebody else have that part of my prayer for themselves. Most prayers I've noticed in my life, I don't know about you, but most prayers start as a generality. And so often we're really not that specific about it. And it's not just about stating what amount of money we need or how many numbers of friends we would like to have or what illness we would like to heal from. It's not just about getting specific on numbers and facts. It's about getting specific on our level of involvement and contribution toward those ends and what part of that we need assistance on. In some health issues, we need assistance from healthcare professionals, and we need a miracle, and we need to do our part in it. As we begin to look at our prayers as an incremental composite of desires, needs, efforts, contributions, friends, input from many sources, then we begin to look at the whole thing like almost like a business plan. This is where I need to go, and God is my partner. God is my provider. God will take care of the miracles and also find a place for this in the universe. Here's another thing about prayers and the fulfillment of prayers, and that is our universe is a beautifully integrated network of possibilities that are tied up already into pre-existing patterns. You see, the planets have to move in perfect synchronicity. The seasons have to move in perfect synchronicity. The little precious hummingbirds migrate on an exact synchronicity. The butterflies do, and it coordinates with the blooming of the milkweed. There is a perfect synchronicity in this world. And sometimes, because of our neglect or some other disharmony in our life or misfortune or accident or even malice from others, we could find ourselves outside of that disharmony. And we have to allow God to bring us into a space where new harmony can exist. God will always find a place for us. You can be assured of that. You would not have ever been created if you did not have an irreplaceable, invaluable place in the network of life. But we can slip outside of it, sometimes by our own doing, as in the story of the prodigal son. But look at the other side of the prodigal son. All he had to do was ask to come home, and a place was created for him. But he couldn't just barge back in where he had left, because it's kind of like if you lift a cup of water out of a lake, the lake closes up where that water was lifted. You now have a cup of water, and it's the same water, but the lake closed up from the place it was taken. And the universe abhors vacuums, and so does the matrix of life. And so when we've left an area, I know we've all had experiences of not intending to abandon a friend, but we just drifted away. They went on with their life, we went on with our life, and we call them up and they say, "Who's this?" It's like they don't recognize us. We have to identify ourselves and then warm up a little bit, and after we've warmed up a little bit and decided to get together, there's a little bit of estrangement, but there's obviously still love and memory of the good life we shared. And after a couple of lunches together or doing something together, it's like nothing ever, you never separated. Nothing ever went wrong. There's always a place made again. But this is a little bit like the answering of prayers. You need to work with life. You need to work with the universe. You need to allow God to create this new opening for you and acknowledge the incremental steps toward positive achievement that you're getting, toward the answering of those prayers. Sometimes they are completely answered miraculously in an instant, and it's all done. And in those moments where we're so shocked and staggered by what can happen in the blinking of an eye, we instinctively, naturally, and in a voice of great appreciation, we say our prayers of gratitude. But the little incremental things escape us. And that's what I'm calling your attention to today. Because this is going to be a year of great blessing. Almost everyone I talk to who has deep empathy and a deep sense for this year agrees. Yeshua has told me it will be a year of great blessing. But we all have, except for perhaps the super fortunate, but even they have to deal with the reclaiming of life on the holistic scale. But we have to rebuild from the chaos and the work and the setbacks and the challenges of 2013. And it's a whole global thing, not just you and me, not just our United States, but as I can say to our blessing givers all over the world and our blessing recipients that come into this call, all of us are in this same basket. We're rebuilding. And remember to acknowledge the steps of accomplishment, the steps of rebuilding, the steps of attainment. Every single one is a precious brick in the rebuilding of a temple. Actually, it's going to be a new temple. A temple that will furnish your life with blessings unlike you ever saw in the past. Some things will be similar, some will be different. It's kind of like the way I moved into my new home. I gave tons and tons away to Goodwill and friends and threw a bunch away as well, things that I didn't feel were reusable. I also brought a lot with me, thinking, well, I don't know if this will fit into my new home or not. I'll just bring it with me and see. And you know, it's surprising. Only about 50% of what I brought really fits. I'm repackaging things. I'm already making up boxes for Goodwill. Things that, and I don't regret the giving away at all. Because it's part of celebrating a new opportunity for reorganizing into new patterns. We are so often creatures of pattern. We will forfeit a new opportunity in order to preserve a pattern that isn't all that groovy. It doesn't have to be bad for us to, you know, actually, I think one of the reasons we heal spontaneously so often after we hit bottom is because when we hit bottom, we let go of the pattern. And when things are just sort of okay, not bad, but not so groovy either, we think, well, if I just hang on to the pattern, it'll get better. It'll get better. And you know what? It usually doesn't. Patterns don't improve on their own. We have to take some grand step ourselves to improve the pattern we're in. And that's what we offer in Christ's blessing from the Holy Spirit, from the earth, from Yeshua, and from God the Father. As they infuse their love and their more expanded, bountiful patterns into our life, we can let go just a little bit of a pattern that's not working that well for us. We can bring in a little more light, a little more love, a little more adjustment to our patterns of life. And then things begin to get a little better until they get a little more better and better and better. And we notice one day, wow, things really have improved. Also, I want to make a comment about magnetism. Because, you know, we use the magnetic force of the earth. There are really basically two reasons why we have our feet bare, and we include our Mother Earth in the blessing, is because literally she is our biological mother. And in healing many of these patterns that are not so functional anymore, we need to include her in that patterning. And her gift to us is essentially magnetic. Her relationship to the sun is magnetic. Her relationship to the other planets is magnetic. She holds the atmosphere into her magnetically. She moves the seasons and the winds around magnetically. The magnetic, she moves the migration of the whales and the fish and the birds magnetically. And so when we put our bare feet on the earth, we are calling our beautiful mother into this act of blessing and reformulating our patterns in life. And her magnetic energy draws down into the earth the blessings of the Holy Spirit, which is essentially energetic. And it was described by the apostles as a great wind. Some who have noticed the coming of the Holy Spirit experienced flames on their shoulders or at the top of their head. And that actually represents the history of the halos. The Holy Spirit is like fire. It is the energy, as in the energetic, the active energy, drawn to the earth. Yeshua is the measure of balance, the balance of all things. As you sow, so shall you reap. Cast your bread upon the water and be fed. And whatsoever you do to another, and so on. He is the great master of balance. And he brings balance to our life among the new patterns and within the new patterns we are hoping to attract. Yeshua works through our heart. And God the Father makes a new place for us in this world, in the universe, in our relationships with others, in our relationship to life, our value to life. Maybe some of you are looking for a new career, a new relationship, a new home. It is God that reorganizes the universe to carry us to our next place, whether our next place is a subjective place, and sometimes that's all that's required, a new attitude, a new way of thinking, feeling, being, relating to the world and others. Sometimes it's a physical place. Sometimes it's a new career place. Sometimes it's just a totally new opportunity that's been buried in our heart forever. Yeshua brings it out in his grand state of balance. God the Father activates it. The Holy Spirit brings the fire into the earth. The earth magnetizes it. That's kind of how it works. And, of course, we teach the blessing givers all about this in our seminar. And speaking of seminar, our next blessing seminar, mark your calendars, everybody, is going to be the weekend of March 22nd and 23rd in Corpus Christi, Texas. We are looking for the most incredible blessing seminar ever because we will be right on the Gulf of Mexico. We'll be right there where the waters, which are the greatest supply of all these forces, simultaneous. It's really interesting because the grand waters of the earth simultaneously are the whole Trinity. They're the earth, of course. The waters are of the earth, of course, from which she builds all life. The ocean is both magnetic and energetic. And as the source of life, it is the grand potential through which God creates. This is the first time we will be offering the blessing seminar by one of the grand waters of the earth. And it's a gorgeous hotel. Beautiful appointments. And the most affordable we have ever offered on many levels. The rooms are more affordable. There's an international airport in Corpus with free shuttle service to the hotel. No extra expenses there. The food is more affordable. Everything. So all things told, this is your time to plunge into the waters of this blessing, if you will, and become a conduit of this. One last thing I wanted to say, we've got 4 minutes left, is I had, you know, how much we either learn from our experiences or our experiences confirm what we already knew. Well, I had a little, I wouldn't call it a catastrophe, but I definitely overworked from the months of surgery, getting ready for my art show, going to Texas there, driving 2,600 miles, loading, unloading, getting back home, packing, moving and unloading and so forth. You know, I kind of overdid my right arm, my right elbow, my right wrist, and I was about ready to put it in, well, actually, I did put it in a sling. I mean, it was in such pain. I was asking for blessings. And I heard Yeshua say, remember magnetism. Remember the healing power of magnetism. And I rummaged through my boxes of things that I had packed up from my therapy gear. And there was an armband that I had that has magnets buried in it. Now, it's a good one. And I know there's a lot of crummy, really, waste of money magnet products on the market. But this came from a doctor's office, and I know the company that produced it, and it is a really, really good one. And I wrapped it around my arm. 4 hours later, I was 50% better. And I went, thank you, Yeshua, thank you. And it just affirms what I already knew, but I forgot to practice. This can happen to anybody. This can happen to anybody. Remember your prayers. Remember to stay grounded. And walk barefoot if you can, if it's not too cold where you are. And I understand it may be for many of you. But try leather sole shoes. They really make a difference. Try natural fibers in your socks. It helps. And magnet products and grounding products do work if they're authentically created with integrity. And engineered with integrity, they do work. So we didn't take any calls today because nobody entered the message board, and it seems like I was guided to say a lot of things that I think needed to be said in launching our new year and getting our feet on the ground for our new year. So I'm just going to take this last couple of minutes to refresh on the blessing procedure just a little bit. Remember to be seated, your feet bare or at least covered with natural products such as wool socks or silk or cotton, something that does not scramble the authentic, powerful, magnetic attraction of our earth. Then be seated comfortably. I don't want you to be in an uncomfortable position because I want you to not have to wiggle or move. I want you to be so comfortable you can just close your eyes and let your attention fall completely into your heart, which is your center of equilibrium, your center of balance, your center of all potential, where you are with Yeshua and He is with you. Just be there. And be in your state of prayer. However you pray, it's okay. Whatever you pray is your prayer. I will say an invocation to Yeshua because it expresses my gratitude and our gratitude for His offering this blessing. But you be in your prayer for whatever you need or desire. Then we will just be sure and have your head uncovered, pointing upright. If you wish to add to this breathing, that's fine. Whatever feels right for you. Breath is the breath of life, and for many people, that is a powerful addition to their prayer. An in-breath on the prayer, an exhale on the releasing or the giving of the prayer out to God or the universe or to whomever it's directed. It isn't necessary. The most essential thing is that you be comfortable in your heart and you seek for union with God. That's it. It's as simple as that. Rest your feet in the earth, your heart in the hands of Yeshua, and allow the energy of the Holy Spirit to pass through you. It will come from the heavens through your head, through your heart, and down to the earth, back from the earth through your heart, and back to the heavens to the heart of God, and back and forth for about 3 minutes. And at the end of 3 minutes, I'll tell you when it's complete. I want you to go and rest. Keep your eyes closed and keep your mind off to itself, not thinking, resting, asleep, just on automatic function, but not in thinking capacity, okay? And assimilate the blessings and the energy and the love and the restoration of balance that's been given to you. So let us begin, and I would call forth any blessing giver that chooses to join me. Dear Yeshua, we thank you so much for your instructions in how to conduct the precious energies of life for the betterment of our life and the charity that we feel toward others and their life. Thank you so much for helping this work become a great service to humanity. Thank you for all of our blessing givers, and thank you for those who will be coming, who are being called at this moment. We thank you for your healing, for your help, your comfort, and just being with us in our moments of need that we know we're not alone. We thank our Heavenly Father for our creation and for your continual creation of a place for us in life. We thank our beautiful earth for supporting us and nurturing us all the days of our life. And we ask for the coming of the Holy Spirit, that we may be filled with love, with wisdom, and power of spirit to act upon all those things that have been given to us by our Creator, by God, and all the life that has come before us. Amen. May the blessings of God be with you and all of his love. The energetic part of your blessing is complete. Now go and rest and assimilate all that has been given. I look forward to being with you again next week. And bye-bye for now.